Lightened with His Glory. Appendix A. Selected LNG. White 1888 materials. The statements reproduced here contain her explicit endorsements of the message of Jones and Wagoner. There are many more that are implicit in the four volumes and in some review articles. In reading through this material, one has a sense of déjà vu. As a church, we are reliving this history all over again a century later. The same unfair criticism of Jones and Wagoner and their message has featured prominently in our current denominational publications. In her day, Ellen White was heartsick to see us repeating the history of the Jews. What would she say today to see us repeat it again? Paging references are to the four volumes of the LNG, White 1888 materials. Volume 1. Dr. Wagoner has opened to you precious light, not new, but old light which has been lost sight of by many minds, and is now shining forth in clear rays. Page 175. These men whom God has appointed to do a special work in His cause, page 186. We have had to work and pray and work even to have Brother Jones obtain a hearing in Battle Creek, page 189. Brother A. T. Jones spoke to the people, also Brother E. J. Wagoner, and the people heard many precious things that would be to them a comfort and a strength to their faith, pages 205 to 206. The Lord has raised up men and given them a solemn message to bear to His people, page 210. Elder E. J. Wagoner had the privilege of presenting his views upon justification by faith and the righteousness of Christ in relation to the law. This was no new light, but it was old light placed where it should be in the third angel's message, page 211. I had heard precious truths uttered that I could respond to with all my heart. I felt inexpressibly grateful to God, for I knew it was the message for this time, page 217. A Christ-like spirit manifested, such as Elder E. J. Wagoner had shown all through the presentation of his views, page 219. Men whom they and I had reason to respect, page 228. He has given these men A. T. Jones and E. J. Wagoner a work to do, and a message to bear which is present truth for this time. The very message that I know to be present truth for the people of God for this time, page 274. He has great light for us at this time, page 276. God had made these men messengers to give light and truth to the people, page 179. Elder A. T. Jones has labored faithfully to instruct those assembled and in breaking to their souls the bread of life. The plan of salvation so clearly and simply defined, page 280. The plan of salvation has been made so clear that a child may understand, page 281. If this message that has been preached here is not present truth for this time, I know not how we can determine what is truth, page 286. Elder Jones and myself occupied the preaching hours, and the Lord imparted to the speakers His grace and rich measure, page 288. I think that Elder A. T. Jones should attend our large camp meetings and give to our people and to outsiders as well the precious subject of faith and the righteousness of Christ, page 291. Brother Jones has patiently instructed the people, page 291. Work was being carried to make of none effect the labors of E.L.D. A. T. Jones and my work, page 298. Clear waters of the streams of Lebanon, page 305. The way my brethren treated the servants whom the Lord sent to them with messages of truth, page 317. Brother A. T. Jones talked upon the subject of justification by faith, and many received it as light and truth, page 317. Contempt for their brethren whom the Lord sent with a message to them, page 322. They have thought and said worse things of brethren Jones and Wagoner, page 323. That which was light from heaven was resisted, page 334. You placed Elder Jones in a false position just as others placed him in at Minneapolis, page 336. What do you think of this light that these men are presenting? Why, I have been presenting it to you for the last 45 years, the matchless charms of Christ. When Brother Wagoner brought out these ideas in Minneapolis, it was the first clear teaching of this subject from any human lips I had heard, excepting the conversations between myself and my husband, and when another presented it, every fiber of my heart said, Amen, page 349. Their own an incorrect version of the matter, which was unfavorable to Brethren A. T. Jones E. J. Wagoner W. C. White and myself, page 352. Brother Jones will wait for an invitation from you. You should do your duty in regard to this matter, and open the way before him, page 355. Used all their powers to pick some flaws in the messengers and in the message, and they grieved the Spirit of God, page 368. It was not pleasant to fight every inch for any privileges and advantages to bring the truth before the people, page 37. The Lord is speaking through his delegated messengers, page 398. Continue to reject Christ in the person of his messengers, page 398. You reject Christ in rejecting the message he sends, page 399. God has sent messages of light to his people, those whom God has made channels of light, page 400. God has sent you a message which he wishes you to receive, a message of light and hope and comfort for the people of God, page 404. It is a grievous sin in the sight of God for them to place themselves between the people and the message that he would have come to them, page 406. Go over the same ground of refusing the message of mercy as the Jews did in the time of Christ, page 406. The special work he is doing at this time to arouse a lukewarm, slumbering church, page 414. The message which the Lord sends, the light of heaven, page 415. The Lord has been appealing to his people in warnings, in reproofs, in counsels, but their ears have been deaf to the words of Jesus. Some have said, if this message that Brother A. T. Jones has been giving to the church is the truth, why is it that Brother Smith and Brother Butler have not received it? Page 416. If Elder Smith or Elder Butler should reject the message of truth which the Lord has sent to the people at this time, would their unbelief make the message error? No. Men who have occupied leading positions feel at liberty to despise the message and the messenger, pages 418 to 419. It has nearly broken my heart to see those who reject the truth for this time. Some who ought to have been first to catch the heavenly inspiration of truth have been directly opposed to the message of God, page 420. When the message of God meets with opposition, he gives it additional force. The message of truth, page 421. His chosen agents, page 422. His message and messengers, page 423. Those whom God is using, page 443.